ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयम् उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो चैप्टर 8 दि नारायण कवच शील्ड। टुडे टेक्स्ट 1 ने दिस चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 31 32 33 थ्री वर्स। सो इन बोर्ड इट इज रिटन 33 वर्स। सो फर्स्ट 2 वर्सेस आई एम रीडिंग माई सेल्फ। टेक्स्ट 31 यथा हि भगवान एव वस्तुतः सत् असश्चयत् सत्येनानिननः सर्वे यान्ति नाशम् उपाद्रवः। द सटल एंड ग्रॉस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज मेटेरियल बट नेवरथलेस इट इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बिकॉज ही इज अल्टीमेटली द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस। कॉज एंड इफेक्ट आर फैक्चुअली वन बिकॉज द कॉज इज प्रेजेंट इन द इफेक्ट। देयरफॉर द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ द सुप्रीम पर्सनलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कैन डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल आवर डेंजर्स by any of his potent parts. So text 32 and 33 is together, but 33 is written, so I am reading 32 first. Jathaikātmyānubhāvānam vikalparahita swayam bhusanāyudha lingakhya dhatte sakti somāyaya। टेक्स्ट 33 तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञ भगवान हरिः पातु सर्वहि स्वरूपै न सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान् हरिः पातु सर्वहि स्वरूपैर्नः सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान् हरिः पातु सर्वैः स्वरूपैर्नः सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञ भगवान हरि पातु सर्वहीर स्वरूपैर्न सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान हरिः पातु सर्वैः स्वरूपैर्न सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान हरिः पातु सर्वहि स्वरूपैर्न पातु सर्वहि तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान हरिः पातु सर्वहि स्वरूपैर्न सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः. Anyone else? Mothers? तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान हरिः पातु सर्वहि स्वरूपैर्न सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान हरिः पातु सर्वहि स्वरूपैर्न सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान हरि So these two verses together, 32 and 33, so I am reading the word meaning. Yatha, just as. Aikatmyaha, in terms of oneness manifested in varieties. Anubhavanam, of those thinking. Vikalpa, rahita, the absence of difference. Swayam, himself. Bhushana, decorations. Ayudha, weapons. Lingakhya, characteristics and different names. Dhatte, possesses. Shaktihi, potencies. Like wealth, influence, power, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. So Mayaya, by expanding his spiritual energy, Tena Eva, by that, Satyamanena, true understanding, Sarvajnaha, omniscient, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harihi, who can take away all the illusion of the living entities. Patu, may he protect. Sarvahi, with all. Swarupaihi, his forms. Naha, us. Sada, always. Sarvatra, everywhere. Sarvagaha, who is all pervasive. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन. द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, द लिविंग एंटिटीज, द मेटेरियल एनर्जी, द स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी एंड द एंटायर क्रिएशन आर ऑल इंडिविजुअल सब्सटेंसेस. इन द अल्टीमेट एनालिसिस हाउएवर टुगेदर दे कॉन्स्टिट्यूट द सुप्रीम वन, द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. देयरफॉर those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, His name, His fame, His attributes and forms and the weapons in His hand are manifestations of the strength of His potency. According to their level spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord who manifests various forms is present everywhere. May He always protect us everywhere from all calamities. Purpose. A person highly elevated in spiritual knowledge knows that nothing exists but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4, where the Lord Krishna says, Mayatatam idam sarvam, indicating that everything we see is an expansion of His energy. This is confirmed in Vishnu Purana 1:20-52. Ekadesa sthita syagner jyotisna vistarini yatha parasya brahmana shaktis tathedam akhilam jagat. As a fire, although existing in one place, can expand its light and heat everywhere, so the omnipotent Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although situated in His spiritual abode, expands Himself everywhere, in both the material and spiritual worlds, by His various energies. Since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between cause and effect. Consequently, the ornaments and weapons of the Lord, being expansions of His spiritual energy, are not different from Him. There is no difference between the Lord and His variously presented energies. This is also confirmed in the Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvan Namanaminaha. The holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. The word Purna means complete. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient. And similarly, His name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to Him are complete, pure, eternal, and free from material contamination. The prayer to the ornaments and carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord. Since the Lord is all-pervasive, He exists in everything, and everything exists in Him. Therefore, even worship of the Lord's weapons or ornaments has the same potency as worship of the Lord. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is Maya or false. But one should note very carefully that this is not acceptable. Although the Lord's original form and His impersonal expansions are one, the Lord maintains His form, qualities, and abode eternally. Therefore, this prayer says, Patu sarvahi sorupair naha sada sarvatra sarvagaha. May the Lord, who is all pervasive in His various forms, protect us everywhere. The Lord is always present everywhere by His name, form, qualities, and attributes and paraphernalia, and they all have equal power to protect the devotees. Srila Madhavacharya explains this as follows. Eka eva paro Vishnur bhusa heti dhojesu ajaha tat tat saktihi pradatpena स्वयं एव व्यवस्थितः सत्येनानेन मां देवः पातु सर्वेश्वर हरिः। हरे कृष्ण। ओम अज्ञानातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानांजन शैलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Translation again. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entities, the material energy, the spiritual energy, and the entire creation are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, His name, His fame, His attributes and forms, and the weapons in His hand are manifestations of the strength of His potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord who manifests various forms is present everywhere. May He always protect us everywhere from all calamities. So, as Bhagavad Gita in 6:30, Krishna is also telling the same thing. Yomang pasyati sarvatra sarvancha mai pasyati tasyahang na pranasyami na cha same pranasyati. A devotee who is in advanced stage, he sees Krishna or Uttama Vaishnava, he sees everywhere Krishna. He sees Krishna everywhere and within Krishna everything. Such a person, Krishna is telling, is always protected by him. He never get lost. Neither Lord is always in his vision, and and he carries Lord always in his heart. So such a Uttama Vaishnava, he sees Lord everywhere. Sthabara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hai tar ishtadeva spurti. He may travel anywhere or everywhere, he sees only his ishta, his worshipable Lord everywhere. He never sees the material things, whoever may be he, but he sees only the presence of the Lord everywhere. That is the verse is telling, Lord is present everywhere. Parasya shaktir vividha iva suyate. Whether Lord is existing in a spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, but his energies, the spiritual energy and material energy, they expands everywhere. In a spiritual world, there is yogamaya or spiritual potency, his internal potency, and in this material world, his external potency, the mahamaya, is covering everything. But the Lord's presence is everywhere. And nothing can happen without the supreme will of the Lord. So, that's why he is the ultimate protector of everyone. And the six principles of surrender, that's why that the Krishna is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing in one of his prayers in Saranagati. Tumita rakhyakar palaka amar, tumara charana vina asa nahi ar. Nija bala chesta prati bharasa chadiya, tumara ichchari achi nirbhara kariya. O Lord, you are my protector, you are my maintainer. Tumita rakhyaka palaka amar. And I have no other shelter except your lotus feet. Or your lotus feet is everything for me. It is the ultimate shelter. So that's why being full faith on the lotus feet of the Lord, I have no reservation. O Lord, you may protect me or you may destroy me. That is your will. That is the ultimate understanding of a pure devotee. He rakhavi maravi joicha tohoro nitya dasa prati toya adhikar. You may protect me or you may destroy me or kill me. That is your will. But I am always begging at your lotus feet. I may remember you all the time. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu, vismartabhya najatu chit. Vishnu means all pervading. He is everywhere. So this is the ultimate prayer. Or why we are performing all the sadhana bhakti, Rupa Goswami is telling, that is the ultimate goal. Smartabhya satatang Vishnu, vismartabhya najatu chit. So always remember Krishna, never forgets him. So who always remember Krishna and never forgets him, he has no problem. Why he is not to worry about any dangerous position or dangerous situation or anything. But the demigods, they are sakama bhaktas. So they sometimes remember Krishna and sometimes they forget him. Even for their sense gratification, they even sometimes did not hesitate to fight with Krishna. Like in Govardhan pastimes, we see Indra personally gives so much troubles to the Brajavasis because they would stop his worship. Even if Indra knows by many instances that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, still after killing Narakasura or Bhaumasura, when Lord went to the heavenly planet with Satyabhama, and Lord went to just return this earring of Mother Aditi, then Satyabhama had a desire to get one Parijata flower, the heavenly flower. Then immediately Indra told, no, you cannot take it. This is for our enjoyment. They forget about the position of the Supreme Lord. So again, Krishna has to fight and defeat Indra and take whole Parijata tree. He brought whole Parijata tree from the heavenly planet. Not only Parijata tree, the assembly hall, the Sudharma Sabha. He brought it to Dwarka. So they are sometimes, when in danger, they take shelter of the Lord, Supreme Lord. But a pure devotee, he is always meditate on Krishna. Here is this, they are taking shelter of Vishwarupa for their own protection, because that is the advice of Lord Brahma. But later on we'll see, when they fulfill their purpose, then when Vishwarupa performing yajna, he is chanting the name of, loudly chanting Indraya Swaha, and in very soft language telling Hiranyakashipu Swaha, because his mother side is from demons and father side is demigod. So immediately Indra will take his weapon and immediately kill him in the spot. And one time he accepted him as their spiritual master, next time he kill him. That is the demigods. But devotees are different. Devotees like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in 22 marketplaces. Sudarshan was there to, on the sky, he came to protect him. But he was, Haridas Thakur was not thinking for his own protection, but he was praying, "Oh Lord, these people, they did not know what they are doing. Please excuse them." A devotee is always under the shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada quoted in this purport, very nice verse. Nama Chintamani Krishna. That is another. Prabhupada quoted the verse here. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Suddha Nitya Mukto, Abhinna Dvam, Nama Namina. Lord, the holy name, just like this verse is telling, the Lord and Lord's name, His paraphernalia, His everything, they are not different from the Lord. There is everything constitute the whole thing, that all together means the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is non-different from His abode, from His weapons, from His carriers, and whatever His paraphernalia. So similarly, Lord is not also different from His holy name. Abhirnatvam nama namina. His name and the personality, Himself, they are non-different. The same. So that's why in this age of Kali, we cannot take the shelter of this Narayan shield. Because in the beginning of this Kavacha, it is told that who is qualified to chant this Kavacha? He must be very purified consciousness. His consciousness must be very, very pure. And he must be a deva. He must avoid all the qualities of a demon. And he must be a brahmana. And then he is qualified to chant this Kavacha. But this is in Kali Yuga, is not possible. This Kali Yuga is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteiva, Nasteiva, Nasteiva Gatiranyata. Three times it is told, Nasteiva, Nasteiva, Nasteiva. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So many verses in Bhagavatam is probing this. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti hi eka mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parangrajet. This ocean of the faults, the Kali Yuga is this ocean of all kinds of miserable things, all faults. But there is one thing, one advantage, that is simply chanting the holy name of the Lord Krishna, one could achieve the same destination. The supreme abode of the Lord, one can free himself from the cycle of birth and death. So in this age of Kali, there is only way to chant the holy name of the Lord. Anytime. This Kavacha you cannot chant anytime, but death can come anytime. So even when Lord Chaitanya was in Puri, there is one time he just went to bathroom or something, he was just cutting his tongue with his teeth. A small boy was Gopal. He was asking something to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, why not stop? Why not talking? When he was going to pass urinary, going to bathroom, you are not talking. You are cutting it. What is this? Mahaprabhu, because this is an impure place. We should not that time should not chant the mantra or name. Well, then what will happen? If he is someone in the bathroom, and then death may happen at that time. So what will do? There are some examples in Varaha Puran. The example one time, there's a person, he went to the jungle to pass stool. But when he is in the jungle, he passes stool, the pigs come to eat stool. And he, out of fear, he was just fainted there. Haram, haram, haram. Haram, haram, haram. Get out, get out. But haram, haram, he was chanting, but Vishnu Dutas came to take him. Because the Lord thinks that he is calling me. Haram. So in this way, so the Lord told, oh, small boy, you Gopal, you now become my spiritual master. You become my guru. That's why his name become Gopal Guru. So, Lord Shiva, that's why he told Parvati, iti sodasakang namna kalau kalmasanasanam nato paratarang devi sarva vedesi drishyate. I have made research all the Vedas, Lord Shiva is telling, all the four Vedas, Upanishads. I made a great research, but I did not find any other way to make oneself free from the influence of Kali. Only this, iti sodasakang namna, this 16 syllables, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti sodasakang namna, kalau kalmasanasanam. To destroy all the bad effects of the Kali Yuga, this is the only mantra. I did not find any other way. So that's why those who are intelligent in this age of Kali, they should follow the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varna Tisa Krishnam Sanga Panga Astraparsadam Jagyai Sankirtanar Prayair Jajantihi Sumedhasah. Those where their intelligence was perfect, or those are most intelligent person in this age of Kali, they take shelter of the Sankirtan Jagya. That is started by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varna, that personality who always chant Krishna's name. Tisa Krishnam, but he is Krishna himself, but his color is not like Krishna. He is now accepting the color of Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. He is now become Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. Radha Bhava Suvalita Tanu. He is accepting the body's color, hue of Radharani's body, and also her mood. That is Krishna Varna Tisa Krishnam Sanga Panga Astra Parsada. He is not alone. He comes with his associates, Nityananda Advaita Gadadhar Sivas, Sanga, Panga, Astra, Upanga, and Astra is in his hand. His own beauty, Jiva Goswami is telling, his own beauty is also his open. Mahaprabhu was so beautiful. Because Krishna, Antar Krishna Bahe Gaura, because he is also, he has stolen the beauty of Radharani, Radharani's bodily color. So he is extremely beautiful. By seeing the Gauranga Mahaprabhu, everyone was attracted to him. He is all attractive. Krishna is all attractive. The same times, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra also is open. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jadantihi Sumedhasa, Sanga Panga Astraparsatam. Jagya Sankirtana Prayar Jajantihi Sumedhasa. Those are most intelligent in this age of Kali. They take shelter of this holy name of the Lord. They always engage in chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way. We read Srimad Bhagavatam only to remember this. Is Bhagavatam is proving this fact. Even the concluding verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the concluding verse, that is the verse that Suta Goswami, after speaking that verse, he finished Bhagavatam. He told, Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Pranama Dukkha Samanam Tang Namami Haring Param. I am paying my obeisance unto the Lord Hari. By performing his Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. All the sinful reactions get vanquished by simply chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. Sarva papa pranasanam pranama, by simply paying a full dandavata pranam to the Supreme Lord, one become free from all sinful reactions. So that's why the intelligent person, he always takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. By in this age, Kali, by following the Yugadharma, Nam Sankirtan. Kritecha dhyayata Vishnu, tretayang jajate mukhai, dvaparang paricharjayang kalautat harikirtana. There is meditation in the age of Satya Yuga. And there are jagya in Tretaya. Dwapar, there is worshipping of deities, deity worship. But in this age of Kali, Yuga Dharma is Nama Sankirtana. Kalautat Nama Hari Kirtana. So Hari, the word Hari also very important. In this verse also, the word Hari is also mentioned. That Hari also means, Mahaprabhu gave two meaning to Lord Hari, the meaning of the word Hari. Sarva amangala hare, prema diya hare man. He is Hari who vanquishes all the inauspicious things. Lord Vishnu is all auspicious. By simply chanting his name, one becomes pure. Just like before chanting this kavacha, is mentioned, one has to first purify himself. How? Sivishnu, 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 apavitra, pavitrava, sarvavastha, gatopiva, jasmare, pundarikakhya, sa bahya, abhyantara, suchi. You have to chant first, before chanting this. So, by simple, Hari, he is all auspicious. Who chants his holy name, he become free from all inauspiciousness. Then, sarva mangal hare, prema diya hare man. And another meaning of Lord Hari is, who gives us prema. Who is that Hari who gives us prema? This is Gaura Hari. There is Hari, Rama Hari, Krishna Hari, and Gaura Hari. It is only Gaura Hari he distributes prema. Anarpita charing chirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpayitum urnata ujjvala rasang so bhakti sriyam harihi purata sundara kadamba sandipita sada hrudaya kandare spuratuva sachinandanah. He is Hari. Though there is many Haris, but Gaura Hari is the supreme Hari, because he is Hari who distributes Krishna prema. No other Hari, no other incarnations, Krishna never distributed this. Anarpita charing chirat. Many incarnations came, but no one distributed Krishna prema. His own devotional service, how to reach the lotus feet of Krishna, how to achieve the prema, love of Godhead. No other incarnations had distributed. It's only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why that Hari, he is our shelter. Though Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, he told what is the conclusion of Mahaprabhu's teachings. Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavadhu Vargena Jakalpita Srimat Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatro Dharana Paraha. This is the ultimate conclusion or ultimate the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our worshipable Lord is Brajendra Nandana Krishna. He is our worshipable Lord. Aradhya Bhagavan Vajesatanaya. And similarly, his dham, Vrindavan, is also worshipable for us. Just like his verse is telling, Lord and his name is Parapanya, his abode, his weapons, his career, everything is transcendent. They are non-different from the Lord. That's why this Vrindavan is also worshipable for us. Tad dham Vrindavanam. And to please the Lord, we have to follow the footprints of the Brajavasis. Ramya Kachyad Upasana, Brajabadhur Bargena Jakalpite. There is the gopis, and they saw the path, how to love Krishna, how to achieve Krishna's lotus feet. We have to follow that footprint. That's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to teach that thing. Because beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling that after Krishna performing his pastimes in Dwapara, then he went to Goloka, then he was thinking how these people will come to Goloka Vrindavan. I perform the pastimes. Well, all the acharyas, they are teaching only the Vidhi Bhakti. How to return back to Vaikuntha. Their teaching is up to Dasyarasa. Ramanuja Acharya, Madhava Acharya, they saw only path how to go to Vaikuntha Loka, achieving the Santo and Dasya Bhava. So that's why Krishna himself, he thought, unless I myself teaches this, how to come to this higher level of Sakhya, Vatsalya and Madhurya Prem, so then no one could able to qualify themselves to come to return back to Godhead, to enter the Goloka Vrindavan. That's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared and he teaches us the path how to return back to Godhead. So how to return back to Goloka Vrindavana? So in this way we should understand our goal, and to achieve this goal it is only we are chanting the holy name of the Lord. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. That is Purna Suddha. Prabhupada is telling the word Purna means complete. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient. And similarly, his name, forms, qualities, paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him are complete, pure, eternal, and free from material contamination. Purna Suddha Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Nami. So that's why a devotee who is under full shelter of the Lord, he always engaged in glorifying him. The best way of glorifying the Lord is chanting this Mahamantra. Asking always Seva. What is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We are asking always, O Lord, all internal energy of the Lord, please engage me always in your devotional service. That is the best. A pure devotee, he is not fearful for his own protection. Like Madhavendra Puri, he was always chanting, traveling and chanting, glorifying Lord and chanting, dancing, going. He is not fearful over his own protection. He was always a pure devotee, always he was thinking, oh, it is my duty to glorify the Lord, always chant his glories, preach his glories everywhere. And it is Lord's duty to protect me or not protect me. This is his reservation. This is not my duty. Devotee never asked for his own protection. Rather, he asked the Lord, oh Lord, Rakhavi Maravi Joicha Tohara Nitya Dasa Prati Toyadhikar. Whether you protect me or you destroy me or kill me, that is your will. I have nothing to do with this. But it is my duty to always glorify you. Glorify you and preach your glories everywhere. So such a devotee is always protected by the Supreme Lord. Though he is not asked for protection, but Lord always protect him. That's why we see the foregoing chapters, how there Indra and there is fighting between a demigod Indra, the king of the Indra, and a devotee who was in a demon's body. Who? Dhritarashtra. So this is fighting. And Dhritarashtra is teaching him. Yes, you kill me. Kill me. He is not fear for his killing. You kill me. If you kill me, then I return back to Godhead. Yes. He was ready to get killed by Indra. And Indra was confused what to do. Who is this? So this is devotee. Narayana parasarve na vibhyasyati kaschana swarga apavarga narakesu api tulyartha darsina. A devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna, he in any condition he is fearless. He never fearful. Narayana parasara na vibhyasyati kaschana. He never fearful. Swarga, whether he is in Swarga, in heavenly planet, Apavarga, whether he has achieved the liberation, or Naraka, whether in a hellish planet, he is not concerned about this. apavargasu api tulyartha darshan. He is always see same thing everywhere. He is only engaged always in chanting the holy name of the Lord and his, in pure devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So any question or comment? It is already time. Any question or any comment? So there is no question and no comment. So, okay. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.